Hello everyone, this is me Shruti from limitlesslivingwithshruti.com and this is episode 4 of Limitless Living with Shruti podcast. And today I want to talk about the manifestation block that we all face in our lives. And people say that, you know, we have this strong desire, we are doing all the manifesting stuff, we are doing all the visualization stuff and all those things, but what is actually blocking me to have that manifestation in my current 3D plane? Or is it this that, you know, it takes time to basically manifest in the 3D plane? So let me tell you one thing, that whatever you desire in your life, you can really have that. You can really manifest it. This big belief that manifestation takes time in 3D plane and that it takes a lot of time and it needs a lot of visualization exercises and it needs a lot of stuff to do. Let me tell you that this is the biggest block. This is the biggest belief that we need to release, because maybe it was true some years back. But as the consciousness of the earth is raising high, as the frequency of the planet is increasing, you will see that people are becoming more, aware about the manifestations, about the spiritual stuff. There is some kind of different energy on the planet right now. Everybody is talking about the peace. If you focus on that, then basically you will vibrate higher. Now, we all know that it's all about the vibration game when it comes to manifesting anything in the 3D plane. But here is the secret that many people forget. Here is the truth that I want to tell you. You know, you can have your manifestation the day you decide. But why it is not happening? Because there is no block in the desire, my friend. But there is a block in being ready to have that manifestation. And because you are not ready, you are not receptive. And because you are not receptive, you are not ready. These are two contradictory things, but it goes parallelly, back to back, and they have the same frequency. Now, you have two options. If you are not ready to have that manifestation, you need to stop having that manifestation, which we cannot do. Or second is getting ready for that manifestation. So here is the biggest truth. Whenever you are manifesting anything that you desire, make sure that before asking the universe for that particular manifestation, you prepare yourself to get ready to have that manifestation already. And then you put out that intent in the universe. When you focus on being ready and then asking, then you will find that receiving is an easy game. In fact, in receiving, you don't have to work at all. You will be receptive already. This is the tool. This is the topmost secret that you need to understand in order to manifest anything that you desire. The first step is getting ready beforehand. So you need to plan. Suppose you want to attract a specific thing. So you need to get ready from the inside. That if I put this intent in the universe, even if I get it tomorrow, I should be ready to receive it. So first, focus on your readiness. The second is throw an intent. Third is receptive mode. You don't even have to work. There is no block there, because you've already worked on the readiness. Even though readiness and receptiveness are the two contradictory things, but still they have same frequency. And once you shift the frequency of readiness, that is, you get ready, you will find that receptiveness is just an added bonus, and that you are just getting ready, you are just asking, and then you are just receiving. So I hope that you love this podcast. It was a very short podcast. I just felt to share it. If you like this podcast, share this message with as many people as possible so that they can get the help on why there is a block in manifesting whatever they desire. Until the next time, have a beautiful day or a beautiful night ahead or a beautiful evening ahead, and take care of yourself and just, you know, raise your standards. You are good enough to achieve anything, anything that you want, even though it seems impossible right now. Till then, bye and take care. This is me, Shruti, signing off.